China has announced that three of its astronauts have arrived at the launch site for this week's first-ever manned space mission. People are getting excited despite so little media coverage inside the country. The official Xinhua news agency says the three so-called taikonauts are undergoing tests at the launch site, suggesting only one would make the trip into space. Many Chinese have been eagerly awaiting details of the country's first-ever manned space launch, which officials now say will take place sometime between Wednesday and Friday. China's space program dates back more than three decades to 1970, when a Chinese-made rocket boosted the Mao-1 satellite into space. The launch of the Shenzhou 5 space capsule, however, will mark China's entry to an exclusive club. Only the United States and Russia have put a human in orbit. The launch is widely seen as a bid by China to gain international prestige. John Pike is director of the Washington-based Global Security.
This is probably going to have a much bigger impact inside China as an expression of national resolve and national pride than it will outside the world. I think most of the rest of the world is going to shrug it off as being a political stunt that the Soviets and the Americans did four decades ago.
The Shenzhou 5, or Divine Vessel as it is known in Mandarin, is the size of a small truck. Small, perhaps, when compared to the U.S. space shuttle, but it is a dream come true for many Chinese. Chen Lan is a software engineer in Shanghai who runs a popular website called Go Taikonauts.
I have been waiting for more than 20 years. I remember that when I was a child, I watched the first satellite of China. From there on, I always expected that China would launch man into space. Maybe it will become reality. Of course, I will be excited.
The demonstrations of pride and national unity are just what the ruling Communist Party is hoping for. The launch will coincide with the conclusion of the annual gathering of party leaders in Beijing this week. Party leaders are expected to adopt a number of new economic and electoral reforms. Analysts say the changes are meant to portray the communists as still relevant at a time when China is moving further away from the socialist model and becoming more of a full-fledged market economy. Chinese state media say the launch will take place at the Jiuquan Space Center in northwestern Gansu province. The capsule is expected to land after orbiting about the Earth 14 times during a 21-hour period. The Shenzhou program, supported and run by the military, has been carried out under much secrecy. Most people got their first glimpse of the launch preparations on Monday, when Chinese state television began airing news stories and a documentary on the upcoming mission. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Beijing.